AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Andrew, you're right. Small price. I wait long time for this. What you want?
What has happened to you?
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Stack day of guests today. A-list all the way through. Daniel Jeremiah, Ed Orgeron getting ready. We are less than a week out from the national championship game. Head coach at LSU v. Clemson. And Chris Haynes on the Anthony Davis declining the $146 million extension offered to him by the Lakers.
Hey, it's a formality.
Formality. It's a formality.
Hey, she's a nice girl.
It's a formality.
Hey.
And the
don't
Kyle
even bring
Kuzma
it up. It's nothing.
Trade rumors.
Well, that's why they put a bunch of pictures of Kuzma with his shirt off on Instagram saying, like, you see how swole he is? You see what a man he is? Look at his Demolition Man head.
Who wants a piece of this?
Who wants a piece of that chest?
Who wants a piece of this? Call us with your best offer. This chest could be yours.
Our community chest could be opening to you.
Stupid community chest. Just want the damn get out of jail free card.
Speaking of the NBA, the Clippers are off until Friday. They will host the Warriors.
Lazy bastards.
Because of that, you will have Dodger Talk all week long. Tonight, Dodger Talk starts at 8.
Tonight!
Usually it starts
that
at 7.
Loud.
But tonight, well, it's a big deal.
Dodger
Talk. Very podcasted show on AM570LASports.com.
You think I'd get the night off after winning a big award? I wouldn't have to come in after Bruin Insider.
Dave's coming in. Dodger Talk at 8.
I'm going to come in after it.
Dino Ebel. His guest tonight. Congratulations on the major award. And David Vasse, Dodger Talk at 8 tonight because Bruin Insider with Fenton is at 7.
Fenley. We've had him on before. His mother was a playmate.
He was proud to tell us.
He was. It was very awkward.
See, this is the same conversation we have every time. We have not deviated from this. I say the name wrong. You correct me.
And then?
You mentioned the playmate. I mentioned the pride. And then we move on. UCLA basketball is off until Saturday night when they host USC. Somebody's going to break.
What would be more awkward? When Andre Agassi came in without a handler and we were trying to find naked pictures of Levi Johnson.
Sarah Palin's daughter's ex-husband.
And he was like, what are you guys doing?
We're baby daddy.
Like, we're looking for naked pictures of this Levi Johnson. He was like, let me see him.
Said Freedom Rock, like, man.
Right, man.
We'll turn it up, man. I mean, Agassi was more into it than us. Like,
right.
He came, he's like, well, move over,
let's
buddy.
Go. Now, with Fenley, what if we were to say, I mean, everything's available on the internet, Fenley. Dig it up. What's her name?
Oh, I found it.
Oh, you did?
Of course I did. What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't
about?
Know that because he wouldn't give us her maiden name. We were like, hey, what?
Dude, I put Magdaleno on it within like 30 seconds that we had it. I didn't show you. You must have gone on a trip or something.
No, you just, you hoarded them.
You might have been cruising, man. You might have been cruising.
You hoarder. Damn. Brian Fenley's mom, playmate.
So enjoy that show.
I'm sure he's real happy where everything.
Hey, he brought it up, man.
She did.
He was trying
he
to
absolutely
gain, he was
did.
Trying to gain favor.
A very nice guy.
Like, these guys are going to like me when I talk about how my mom had her boobs out.
Hey, you know my mom was one of the women of the Pac-8?
That's right.
Women
that's
of
exactly
the
right.
ASU. Fear the Fork.
That was the heavy stock paper, you know,
I thought
gloss
she was ASU.
Covered.
She went to UCLA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's why he has the show.
Well, now we're talking.
Well, that's a fun fact, but here's another one. The final hour fun fact, everybody.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun fact!
Dark Web Magdaleno. Have it in minutes. It's not a question about if you're going to get it.
Yeah.
It's how quickly you're going to get it when you ask Dark Web Magdaleno.
The city of London. You know, the monarchy taking some incoming for the last, I don't know,
London,
20, 30 years.
Tony London, home of the fresh, outrageous, and free.
And that Boris is a good-looking guy.
Oh, I love him. Love
city
his hair.
Of London still pays rent to the Queen on a piece of land that at least all the way back in 1211... Nobody even knows where the land is located anymore. The deed is still there, and they make the yearly payment per the agreement. And it is paid the city the same flat rate annually every year. A knife, an axe, 6 oversized horseshoes, and 61 nails.
That's good.
Right?
That's good. That's, I could do that.
I'm here for the queen.
I got the box of horseshoes.
What's your business? I've got a payment for the land we've leased. Why are you holding an axe? It's the payment. Why are you holding a knife? It's the payment.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
Quick hits are brought to you by Morongo Casino. 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo Casino. Good times. The Lakers are 29-7 on the season. They've won 5 in a row. They host the New York Knicks tonight at Staples Center.
Tonight.
Anthony Davis.
Can we go?
It's a formality.
You want to go?
No.
I mean, it's the Knicks. It's going to be so much fun with all those New Yorkers in town talking about their Knicks.
No mailbox heads tonight, Matt.
We should call what's-his-name and what's-his-name. Bonino.
Oh, Bonino! He's got a big show tonight.
We ought to call Bonino and do a little, guys, you're going to do crosstalk with these guys, Evans and Bonino.
Previewing the big game.
Big game, guys. You're going to do it.
Now, this was a formality. Anthony Davis declined the Lakers' offer of max extension today.
$52 million. Signs it in June, it's an extra $52 million. So, as much as...
Hey, it's a formality.
I might like to say, oh boy.
It's a formality.
He gave up all that young talent,
declined.
All them picks, and now he's just going to walk.
Why'd they offer it then? Why'd they even offer it?
As a show of gratitude.
Good faith.
We love you so much, Anthony.
Because Magic don't like it if you don't operate it under good faith.
Today is the day that we're allowed to offer you this max extension.
So
just
here
know,
it is.
Here it is
good
if
faith.
You would like to sign it.
The faith is good.
I'm good.
Clippers are 26-12 on the season. Okay, we know they're off till Friday. Enough. Yes.
You forgot to mention LeBron. He's going to play despite being sick and sent home from practice and shoot around.
LeBron James.
He's an Iron Man. Wear it, Kawhi. Lazy guy. Look at me.
Lazy guy Kawhi.
Lazy guy Kawhi.
Also more Anthony Davis news. He declined to participate in the slam dunk contest.
That was good, Kate. I thought maybe you weren't listening and you were checking like what the reservation schedule was for Don Kukos on Saturday.
Oh, look at the Kuk is full.
No, 7:15, party of 4, we're good.
He declined the slam dunk, but some say he will participate.
Because it's in his hometown.
And he will assist Dwight Howard in the get a teammate for a tandem dunk performance.
Well, we'll see what happens. Man, I can't wait. I love that NBA All-Star
action.
Both.
I got an advent calendar.
There is NFL carousel. Which is also a child's toy. Coaching news. The Carolina.
Hell of a musical, too.
Yes. Oh, my boy Bill.
I mean.
The Carolina Panthers are handing.
Foosball.
Their new coach, Matt Rhule, a fine coach, in my very humble opinion, a 7-year contract coming in around $60
million. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Incentives make it as high as $70
million. Oh, my God.
Hell, he ain't that good, but he's good.
Got to pay to get him out of Waco, man.
Yeah, he loved Baylor. Carolina bought him out of Baylor for $6 million, so the Baptists are baptizing themselves in the Brazos River with Matt Rhule's buyout money as we speak.
Congratulations, Carolina.
I'm going to mess Matt Rhule.
By all accounts, anybody that ever crossed paths with him
didn't
just sing his praises, but
I really liked him.
Would sing his praises and say, hey, that guy.
And he didn't seem fake. And I crossed his path when he was on top there and when he was on the bottom there and right in the middle, and he was never fake.
Top, bottom, middle.
Always great.
Yeah, whatever. I saw him in a restaurant in Indy. He liked that. So, whatever with you.
Was it good?
It was a James Beard Award-winning restaurant, as a matter of fact, yes. But I wasn't with him. He just walked by my table, and they were like, hey, man, that's Matt Rhule.
How are you going to be James Beard? I ain't got no beard.
Exactly.
Explain the bib that he wears. I don't understand that.
Oh, the sleeveless windbreaker thingy?
Like in the NFL, the people who hold the footballs, like the ball boys, but they're actually men.
No, it's not a bib.
It's almost
just
like
the way
that.
The windbreaker fits him.
And did you see him put the spit
it's a
and the loogie on it during the game?
Yes.
It's a sleeveless windbreaker.
It is an ill-fitting windbreaker.
It just looks weird.
It's ill-fitting.
He's a portly man.
Will he wear it in the NFL?
Yes. It's his signature. It's his signature
outfit.
Look. That's his thing. I'm going to wear this sleeveless windbreaker with a hood. It's nylon on the bottom,
It's knit on the top, and it's my thing.
Matt saw him in an award-winning restaurant.
I did, in a strip mall in Indianapolis, and someone said to me, hey, that's Matt Rhule.
Have you ever seen Joe Judge?
I have never seen. Well, I guess technically I have been in his presence on the sideline.
Seen him down there somewhere. He's the new head coach of the Giants.
What are you talking about? Bonino. Joe Judge, you got to be kidding me.
So you don't get Matt Rhule, but you get Joe Judge.
They got Judge Joe Brown?
Oh.
That'd be sweet.
Shoots on the Fox lot. He's coming over from the Patriots, where he was the special teams coordinator and wide receivers coach.
Their wide receivers were terrible this year. That's what you would say, because you don't know anything about football.
You don't know anything about football.
He can't help it if those guys can't catch. Hey, he can't help it.
He got it all he could out of them.
And you know, Harbaugh.
That might have been his best coaching job.
You know, John Harbaugh was special teams 8 years.
Yeah,
how's he
true.
Doing? Hey, Andy Reid was special teams.
So was Matt Rhule, to be fair.
Hey, Bill Belichick was special teams.
Newly acquired Cowboy head coach, portly also.
Oh, yeah.
Mike McCarthy has invited the lipless Kellen Moore.
Giant chompers.
As an offensive coordinator.
Oh, he has. Hey, Mike.
Do me a solid.
I really like this Kellen. He's. We think he's got a bride.
Are you sure it just wasn't when Mike McCarthy was spending the night at Jerry Jones' house and Jerry Jones didn't come up to his ear while he was sleeping and go, Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to give you a bed out in the guest house. There, I want you to do me a favor and just kind of click on the TV there. There's going to be a presentation waiting for you.
Give him the gas. Kellen Moore.
It's like that, hey. Hey. You know, I just woke up, Jerry, and I feel like we ought to keep Kellen. Oh, you think so? All right.
I'll have my chef cook you up some Benedict right now,
you
Mike. Something.
You ever had strawberry pancakes?
Oh, you're going to love it. The way my chef Bertie makes it. King, 17-23-4 on the season. They host the Dallas Stars tomorrow night at Staples. Remember, you can listen to every Kings game on the iHeartRadio app.
What are you
Radio
doing?
App.
You skipped stories.
Yes, because we've got to go, Matt.
No, we don't.
We've got a guest coming up next.
No, we don't. They cheated, man. They freaking cheated. The Red Sox cheated. The Dodgers were cheated. And you're just going to skip right over that?
I want to, yes.
How dare you?
We don't have a lot of time,
The now. Astros cheated. The Red Sox cheated.
You know what,
just
Matt?
Just because it gives us an opportunity to say, hey, Kershaw didn't blow that. Kershaw got screwed. If those pitches were tipped, and he got screwed.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
His legacy would be different.
If you'd look at the script, I also skipped over a beloved Oregon State Beaver story. So this hurts me, too. But I don't.
What hurts you? Skipping over stories because you don't want to address that Clayton Kershaw might not be as bad in the postseason as people think he is because they were stealing his signs.
That's a hell of a label to put on me.
Illegally.
Let me say this to you, Matt. And let me say it with very clearly to you, Matt.
Just because his guys.
Bitching about this is not going to bring any trophy to Dodger fans.
No, but it'll bring justice.
No, it will not.
Justice is
there is
coming.
No justice.
Oh, yeah, read the second story under MLB that Kate
so
plagiarized.
So they're not going to give the Dodgers a trophy. Haven't won a World Series since 88.
Those guys are going to jail.
Kershaw has choked off so many more games than just the ones against the Red Sox and the Astros in those two World Series.
He deserves better. He deserves better than this.
No, he doesn't.
They cheated him. The greatest pitcher of his era was cheated in the postseason in Houston in that Game 5 when they stole the freaking signs. Cheating bastards.
Put the Joker face on. Didn't you see him against the freaking Nats, Matt?
Lifetime. Who knows what he would have been against the Nats if he was a World Series champ?
All I see is him squatted down, hands on both knees, looking up at that second donger like, oh!
You know what I remember? I remember hearing that trash can being banged in Game 5.
You didn't hear it. You never heard it in your life.
Donger, donger. Happy you and Jonathan Smith get to hang out.
Hey.
Have more conversations moving forward.
A good friend of mine, Jonathan Smith out of Glendora, Oregon State head coach, finalizing a new 6-year contract through the 2025 season. Why is this news? These guys all have to have 5-year deals.
Joe Beaver, man. Joe Beaver sent it down.
I think Joe Beaver is off.
Is it gone?
Well, no, I just think they take the season off.
Wait a minute.
They take the summer off.
Joe Beaver Radio just powers down?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they just run syndicated programs?
No, it just becomes Joe Radio. Joe Beaver is when they have Beaver talk. But Joe Radio is like
Dude Radio, Dude
Come
Talk.
Come on, baby.
Is that right?
Do that.
It's AM oldies.
And then when football season comes, Joe Beaver Radio, Corvallis, Willamette Valley.
If it's
Lebanon,
AM oldies.
Albany.
I mean, AM oldies.
I don't know what it is.
Don't forget, that's what the Lakers used to be on 570.
Well,
standards.
I had a jar of olives. But Joe Beaver Radio is not reporting this, Matt. But, I mean, this is always reported when anybody signs it. I mean, it was reported about Matt Rhule. And is he still a coach at Baylor?
Not much.
Yeah, but they got 6 minutes. Come on, wrap it up. Let's go. The Kings coverage is brought to you by Morongo Casino. Good times. Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Remember, no Clippers games until Friday when they host the Golden State Warriors. Meanwhile, across town, the same building across the hallway, the Lakers will play host to the New York Knicks tonight, and we have got NFL football all weekend long. That means Saturday doubleheader, Sunday doubleheader. It gets started on Saturday with Vikings 49ers at 1:30, and then Sunday it gets started with Texans Chiefs. Saturday, the nightcap Titans Ravens. Sunday, Seahawks Packers. All your NFL coverage is brought to you by Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert. You can get yourself a free information kit by texting the word final to 85850.
Well, we know the guy that broke the AD story, so it's only natural that we'd bring him on today. How big of a story is it?
Depends on
who you ask. And why not just ask him about it, right? He's from Yahoo, and he's got all the hoops under control. Whether it's in Cleveland as a beat writer when LeBron James was a Cleveland Cavalier, or today where he holds down the entire country for Yahoo Sports, he is the one and only Chris Haynes on the Petros and Money Show on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, as we talk about L.A. being the epicenter for all things NBA hoops these days. We join Chris Haynes on a day of triumph after he breaks a story. When you break a story, do you like buy yourself something nice for lunch, or like maybe like a, you know, like a ice cream on the way home or something? I mean, how do you handle that, Chris?
You know what? You're pretty close. You know, sometimes, you know, I treat myself to a nice meal, but a story like that, it was pretty early, so I ain't trying to have a big meal too early in the day, so maybe later tonight.
And some table pancakes, you know, pancakes for the table,
call.
You know,
good
just
call.
So everybody, you know, sharing your success. is this something that Laker fans should be alarmed with? Does this tell some kind of tale for Laker fans beyond just the formalities of modern NBA contracts?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it from Anthony Davis' standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world to go this route. When I got the news, I was surprised that, you know, it actually happened like today. You know, obviously today was the first day to where he was eligible to sign an extension. And the Lakers didn't waste no time. I didn't expect it to go down today. But, you know, look, I'll say this. You know, most people, league executives, believe that there's no way in hell that Anthony Davis is leaving the Lakers after this season. But, you know, stranger things have happened. Anytime you go into free agency or, you know, say the season is derailed by just drama or injuries or whatever, you know, but that's just the worst case scenario. But that's what, you know, I can tell you right now, that's what all the other teams are hoping that transpires, something like a Kyrie Irving type situation to when he was in Boston. But the Lakers are playing well. AD enjoys the city, enjoys his teammates. You know, they're expected to make a deep run, and they're a serious title contending team. So, you know, I wouldn't sweat it too much. I think it's formality, and you know, it makes all the sense for him to try to get as much dough as he can this coming up summer, and I would expect him to be a Laker pass this season.
You know, when you say that, Chris, you point to, if he signs the deal today, it's 146. If he signs it in June, it's a 202, I think, or 212 or something like that. But we've seen with Kevin Durant, with LeBron James, these guys aren't interested in doing 5-year deals. They're doing these 1+1s, and you know, you keep kind of doing that ladder, and before you know it, instead of making $30 million bucks a year, you're up at $42 million a year. Do you think AD does the 5-year deal, or do you suspect that he'll do what a lot of these other superstars are doing and just kind of keep getting that thing, that number to click up in every 2 years?
I really don't know, guys. I really can't say in that regard. You know, you know, Rich, his agent, Rich Paul, obviously, you know, he had a lot to do with organizing and structuring those one-on-one deals, as you guys have talked about and discussed. I would just say this, you know, Anthony Davis, he, you know, this season he's been pretty upright. He's been banged up a little bit, but, you know, he hasn't missed a significant amount of games. You know, there is history there. So just from my perspective, you know, I would be a little concerned about, you know, not taking as much as you can. But he's young, he's talented, you know, he I'm pretty sure he'll be all right regardless. But, you know, the guys who have done those one-on-one deals, you know, their injury history. I mean, Kevin had a foot injury in OKC that kept him out a while. But for the most part, you know, those are durable guys, LeBron James, you know, who've done that. So AD is definitely in that caliber of class where he could do it. I just don't know the answer for sure.
You mentioned, and it seems like the reaction to your breaking news this morning about him declining that was, I think the exact quote from some people in the know was just don't F this thing up. It's you know, you are in the pole position. No one's even near you if you're the Lakers. But like you said, things could get sideways. Do you get the sense that there's anything about the organization that he might have an issue with, or just some little things that he may not really like all that much?
No, not really. I mean, this was his destination all along when he was in New Orleans. He wanted to be a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. But like I said, you know, that's what everybody, you know, if you're not a member of the Lakers franchise, if you're not a fan of Lakers, you know, you're hoping for the worst case scenario. You're hoping for a Kyrie Irving type situation to occur. And I think just from the report, I've seen kind of the feedback. If people are saying like, oh, so there is a chance, you know, so they just want that glimmer of hope. And, you know, they'll have that throughout the course of the season. And I'm sure which each loss or maybe some issues would arise throughout the season that, you know, that people will hope that would be blown up to a magnitude or where it will affect AD's decision. I don't see that happening, but hey, you know, we didn't see Kyrie Irving, you know, doing what he did last year when he basically went out on record and said he was going to resign with Boston. And, you know, we see what happened from there. So, you know, if anything, I think what AD's move did, even though it was formality, what AD's move did was give the opposition and other fan bases hope. You know, they're going to try to, you know, hold on to that as long as possible.
In terms of, you know, they have the best record in the West. They've won five in a row. Things certainly look great for the Lakers. But the one story, if you want to say there is a negative, is kind of what's happening with Kyle Kuzma and kind of what you're hearing, Chris, and whether or not they're just answering phone calls or if this is something that you think could end up being the centerpiece of a trade before the deadline rolls around.
It could. I mean, but, you know, Rob Pelinka is just doing a due diligence right now. He's not actively looking to trade Kyle Kuzma. But, you know, if you look at this roster, there's not any untouchables outside of AD and LeBron. Everybody else definitely is worth having a phone conversation. So, you know, he wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't doing that. If you're asking me right now, January 7th, if I think Kuzma is going to be here past the deadline, I would lean towards saying I think he stays. You know, he's a tremendous talent. You know, it would take a pretty good haul of assets to get Pelinka to pull the trigger. You know, Jimmy Buss and Pelinka, they're big fans of Kuzma and what he provides, and they still do believe that, you know, he has much more room to grow, and so he's only going to get better playing with AD and LeBron. So, you know, I just think he's just talking right now. I would classify as Pelinka is actively looking to get him off this roster.
They love what Kuzma provides with those sweet haircuts.
Oh, yeah.
And wacky outfits. Chris Haynes is joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. Chris is such a good reporter and such a good NBA inside man that they're going to do a montage video next time he comes to L.A., just to honor him like they did the young core coming back when New Orleans was in. That's how good Chris is.
That tribute video was an embarrassment.
Oh, okay.
But for Chris, it wouldn't be.
I mean, I don't know how much you got to do to get a tribute video, but apparently not much anymore in the world of basketball. You know, let's shift over to the Clippers, Chris, because people seem kind of I don't know, disillusioned might be a good word with the way they're going about at least the first part of the season. I know this was kind of the case, as Matt has often pointed out. This was the case in Toronto last year. Is that an arrogant way to approach the season as far as the Clippers go, or is it just pretty much what guys like you expected going into this season with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and putting that whole thing together?
Well, I can't say I expected it, because if you guys remember in training camp, Doc Rivers said that they wouldn't be maintaining Kawhi like he was in Toronto. But, you know, they're doing the same thing. But at the same time, I can't be too critical with their approach this season because, I mean, the proof was in the pudding last season. You know, they showed it was a success. And so while the Toronto Raptors probably weren't able to, they weren't able to have, play to the best of their ability, you know, all 82 games because Kawhi was, you know, having his low maintenance games. It still showed that, you know, they had a good enough seed to get in to the playoffs and cause some damage. And that's going to be the path with the Clippers. Kawhi is going to continue on his trend, and Paul George, you know, he's going to start, you know, resting games throughout the season as well. So their record is not going to, you know, be indicative of the type of team that they truly are. I really do believe the Lakers and the Clippers are head and heels above anybody in the Western Conference. Period. And the Clippers record, wouldn't suggest that. But when it gets to the playoff time, man, it's gonna be hard for me to pick against anybody else aside from those two teams.
The East.
Look, I like two teams. That's it. Milwaukee and Boston. That's it. I really didn't like the move with Al Horford going over there to Philly. Like, I just felt the lane was congested enough as it was, you know, with Ben and Joel Embiid. And I know Al Horford, you know, steps out, but he's not a knockdown shooter stepping out. Still his bread and butter is, you know, going inside. So I still didn't like it. It shows that they're having a ton of issues over there with the coach, personnel. It seemed like everybody's taking little – slight shots at, you know, one another. So, but no, two teams, Boston and Milwaukee right now. And I'll pick Milwaukee to be the number one right now.
Are the Golden State Warriors setting up themselves to be a super team from 2020 to 2024 by tanking this season and maybe packaging a top three pick with the D'Angelo Russell contract to get another superstar to join them for next year?
And that's scary. I mean, but they very well could be. They will be in a position to do so if the lottery falls in their favor. Look, they'll be a super team just, you know, by having Steph, Clay, and Dre back, you know. And then D'Angelo, you know, if he's still in the fold. But, you know, they're going to be scared. That's why, you know, Golden State is not really panicking right now. They're kind of taking their lumps this year. But they, you know, you can't feel sorry for them for so long. They'll be right back in the thick of things, whether they keep their own talent or they go on and package some assets in a trade. And I think that's probably going to be a scenario that we see play out. But no, I think Golden State, they'll be back in the mix next season.
I'm not a big fan. We're not a big fans of the this all-time great versus that all-time great. Let's have hot talk debate over which one would win a game. But it is L.A. It is Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, AD. And it's always fun when Shaquille O'Neal puts himself in the middle of these things because he's so dismissive and insulting of the opposition. Which twosome would you take in a battle of two-on-two? Kobe, Shaq, LeBron, AD.
Look, I'll just say this. I would go – to me, it's unfair. Nobody can guard Shaq. Nobody.
Nobody.
Like, Shaq just sticks out like a sore thumb. Like, nobody can guard him. And so, I mean, AD can't guard him. LeBron can't guard him. So, I would give them the edge for sure, just strictly based off of Shaq.
Wow. See that? He insulted Kobe on the back
end. Exactly. But he's
That's what we love.
I used to say that in all my basketball knowledge. I would say, hey, there's only one Shaq. I mean, Kobe's good, but there's only one Shaq.
Exactly right.
MDE. That's what I always used to say, Matt. You remember?
I do.
Chris Haynes, our guest from Yahoo Sports, one of the all-time great guys.
He used to say made, most absolutely dominant ever.
Yeah.
That guy's made.
And I used to like the big cactus stuff.
Chris didn't like that one.
Did you like when he came out with the Jabberwockies?
Oh, that was good.
That
the All-Star game?
It was one of the great moments in Phoenix basketball history.
We love Shaq in these parts, Chris.
No, Shaq is, you know, Shaq is legit. I actually checked out Shaq's restaurant for the first time a couple days ago.
Oh, for real?
Not too bad.
What is it, just like buckets of lard?
And donuts?
Papa John's?
What is his restaurant, Chris? Where is it?
It's right there in L.A. Live.
Oh, for real?
It's called Shaquille. I think it's Shaquille's place. Yeah, it's right there in L.A. Live.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
Well, as you can tell, we don't get out much.
Yeah, it's almost like you're on an L.A. show and we don't know what's going on in our own city.
Hey, it's okay to get out every now and then.
Well, no, at least it's not a sports-related restaurant or anything.
Well,
and at least it's not right across the street from the epicenter of sports in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'll leave that alone.
We're slacking a little bit.
I'm sure it was delicious.
You're the best. Crispy Haynes on Twitter. Always appreciate it.
Y'all take care, guys.
You too.
Coming up next, we'll have your Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day, Matt. And right now, if you want to go see the Anaheim Ducks play, and who doesn't? We have a lot of Ducks friends, as you know. Caller 7 at 866-9872-570. You're going to see the Anaheim Ducks versus the Phoenix Coyotes on January 29th at Honda Center. So enjoy that. We got more great sports talk headed your way next.
The patio. Gazebo Memorial, you saw me. Once around the town square.
Guess what's coming up next, Matt?
Very excited.
Un chiste.
Bruin Insider.
Yeah, Bruin Insider talking about that big split up in Seattle and Pullman, and then the huge game against the Trojans on Saturday. Tim Cates with post, actually. UCLA basketball off until Saturday night when they host USC. Tip-off at 7 on AM 570 LA Sports. What would you say, Matt? The big rivalry game. Cates going to get on around what time?
Oh, I'd say maybe probably not till Sunday. So I'll go conservative here. I'll go 12:05 a.m. That's what I'm guessing.
Hey, I'll meet you guys at Don Cuco's. Just please tell them to stay open so I can have one drink. Just please. But please? I got to do. Going to be a lot of calls on the old Bruins.
It'll be at least. I mean, the earliest you're getting on is what, 10:30?
Bruin talk.
10 o'clock probably.
10 o'clock.
7 o'clock game, 2 hours long, half an hour post. I come on about 10 maybe.
You can still get to the kook.
Brutal.
And don't forget Dodger Talk with David Vasse at 8.
Award-winning David Vasse.
Multi-award winning. And then we should say Kate's 2 golden mics in 3 years.
But not today. Today was Dave's day.
Today was. You're right.
Today was Dave's day.
Dave's on after the Bruin Insider Show. But right now, Matt's got the dead guy birthday of the day.
Dead guy birthday of the day. Going to need a musical accompaniment, please. Tim Cates, could you cue up as I read your dead guy, Charles Samuel Adams with 2 D's, like to go by Chaz, born in Westfield, New Jersey, Pops Piano Company executive. We're talking about turn of the century here, Pops.
Okay.
Chaz, known as something of a rascal around the neighborhood.
A rascally boy.
And even though their name was spelled A-D-D-A-M-S, he was related to John and John Quincy Adams, despite the different spelling.
Did he have the mutton chops to prove it? You got to have those mutton
he
chops.
He did not.
Flailing out.
He was coiffed to the nines.
Was he really?
Yes, debonair, socialite. Give me that Adams family theme. This is our guy that created the Adams family.
Really?
Inspiration for the mansion in his neighborhood on Elm Street. There was another mansion on Dudley Avenue. But as a student at Penn, the University of Pennsylvania, most point out the resemblance of the Adams family mansion to College Hall, the oldest building on campus, which
Go
is
Quakers.
Where Chaz studied. Was an inspiration. A college buddy said of Adams, quote, his sense of humor was a little different from everybody else's, and he drew with a happy vengeance. Started drawing in earnest in high school. He did cartoons for his high school literary magazine, The Weather Vane. Spent a couple years at Colgate.
Oh, brush your teeth at Colgate!
And then he went to Penn. Fine arts building on campus, Adams Hall, named for him. In front of it, a sculpture of the Adams family. Upon graduating, He joined the layout department of True Detective magazine. Talk about some gore. Had to retouch photos of corpses that appeared in the magazine stories to remove blood from them.
Let me just cover this up here.
He was then commissioned, and this was before digital airbrushing. I mean, he had to do some heavy lifting for that. He drew for the New Yorker. First sketch was of a window washer in 32. His cartoons ran regularly in the New Yorker until 37. Created a single panel syndicated comic, Out of This World. More than 1,300 cartoons. Single panel cartoons.
That's
over
not
the course
one
of
with
his life.
Evie from when we were kids, Out of This World, no. Where she touches her
no.
fingers together and stops.
Probably
her.
Like a half century
Would
before
you like
that.
To swing on a star?
Based on his cartoons, though.
Awesome.
Exactly. 1,300 comics.
When the mom had sex with the alien dad in the intro.
That's what happened.
Do not disturb.
Look,
sign.
They don't want to point that out, but
they
that's
showed,
what happened.
No, they showed it. They put the intimated. Do not disturb up. Yeah.
And look what we made. What didn't run in the New Yorker ran in Collier's and TV Guide. Cartoons and books, calendars, album cover art, feature film title sequences. He and Ray Bradbury became close friends after he did an illustration for Bradbury's Mademoiselle magazine article, Homecoming. Bradbury told him an idea he had for a family of vampires.
He stole it from the guy that wrote Fahrenheit?
Called the Elliots. That
no!
lived in suburban Illinois.
Listen, I'm going to call them the Bradberries.
Oh, no. He also befriended Alfred Hitchcock, who owned a bunch of his original art. His first wife, Barbara Jean Day, resembled Morticia. The Addams Family television series began after David Levy, a television producer, approached him with an offer to create it because he used to do a lot of those drawings of the Addams Family in the New Yorker, and that's how the TV show came to be from 64 to 66. You mentioned the sideburns, the old chops, uh-huh. like John and John Quincy had. He was a noted sexual slayer
oh, yeah.
of ladies.
But look at the dad in the Addams Family with his little stash.
He very closely resembled that slick
and
hair.
And Morticia loved it.
Exactly right. Greta Garbo, Joan Fontaine, Jacqueline Kennedy. Yeah.
He knocked her sunglasses off. He hit that so hard.
Right up the side of her. Died in 1988 at 76 of a heart attack. Cremated.
Knock off your big sunglasses.
And he requested that his ashes be buried. The property that he owned, the palatial estate, and all of the acreage surrounding it was called the Swamp. And he requested his ashes be buried in his pet cemetery.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Chaz Adams.
Okay. You know, the Adams Family house from the movies where Christina Ricci was Wednesday?
Right.
Was up in Palos Verdes.
Oh, really?
Right on a cliff. A lot of people used to go over there right off that cliff and
while they were filming.
Speaking of that, Matt.
Who knew that Wednesday would turn into what Wednesday turned into?
What? A fine actress?
That Black Snake Moan.
Well, okay, yeah. I don't have to make a weird noise about it. Jamaican news, Matt. Speaking of that week.
Jamaican news.
The fada.
It's Jamaican news. See them? Rockstone was my pillar. Could not find place for sleep.
Matt, it's a big day in Jamaica because today is the day they celebrate the incarcerated dancehall superstar of reggae dancehall Vybz Kartel. VYBZ.
It's good stuff.
Kartel with a K. 43 years old today. The world boss. The biggest reggae star of the last 20 years. Real name, Adija Palmer. From Portmore, Jamaica.
Related to Carson?
You know? We'll call Jordan. I'll ask Jordan. I know Carson's off the grid, but we'll ask
Jordan. Off the grid, raising kids, Idaho.
Didn't say in that article how he auditioned for Fox, but he was
just a favor. Never serious about it.
Vybz Kartel was in a group called Vybz Kartel, and then he took the name when they broke up. That's how good he was. He started as a protege to the great Bounty Killer and wrote for him, and then he went out on his own. In 2003, Vybz Kartel stepped into the limelight in Jamaica when he was in a lyrical rap battle with the Ninja Man, and his crew just came on stage before Ninja Man could say a word and beat Ninja Man's ass.
Literally beat his ass?
You can see it on tape.
Okay.
It's upsetting. He did apologize immediately after. He said, you know what? I'm sorry about that.
Didn't mean to beat your ass.
Hey, Ninja. It's my bad. He had a huge feud with Movado, which led to street violence.
The watch company?
No.
the dance hall artist of the same
1990s
name.
1990s watchmaker.
I'll fight you in the street. If you were on Movado's side, you were Gully. And if you were on Vibes Cartel's side, you were Gaza. So it was Gaza v. Gully. Many died. By 2008.
It's a different time.
No.
Still going.
By 2008, he was the biggest thing in dance hall, having his own rum, Street Vibes, and condoms, daggering condoms.
You ever order either?
I tried to get the rum, but it's out.
Bummer.
He's been in and out of prison, that's why. And now serving a life sentence for murder.
Okay.
They tried to get him on another murder. They didn't. But
bad guy.
65. Well, if you believe the Jamaican government. 65-day trial, longest in the history of Jamaica. Some say a change in government can change his situation.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. But he really is a great dancehall artist. Albums, like real albums that you could buy. Not mostly their singles with these guys, but Kingston Story, that's what this is off. King of Dancehall, King of the Dancehall, great album. Lots of music still coming out. Still on Instagram. I have no idea how.
Different rules down there.
A little bit.
When you're incarcerated for murder.
You know what? I have a white friend that knows a lot about Jamaica over there at Merv's on Santa Monica and Wilshire.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could check in with him. Is my white buddy down there? Old Chaz Hanks.
Is he down there?
Chazzy?
Me fada.
Chazzy.
Big up the whole island massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Gloves, you watching? We've seen his father Tom Hanks presenting in a what soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Big up
the whole Golden island massive. Globe, it's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Gloves, you watching? We've seen his father Tom Hanks presenting in a what soon forward
presenting
come.
Presenting a what soon forward. Oh, enjoy brewing Massive Insider.
Right, exactly.
Massive Insider brewing.
Big up. Tune in.